It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy. And with me, the People's Champ.
The champ is here.
Vin Rock. Vince, welcome back to the show.
The champ is here.
Bushy, bushy. What's going on?
Not a lot. Super excited for our draft prediction show. We're going to go through, we're going to do the first 10 picks. But before we do that, the Courtside Podcast, proudly brought to you by Odd Media. Just thought I'd put that out there. Head down and check out the site, www.theoddman.com, and check out some of the other great shows. But I'm super excited about this, Vince.
I am, because now I don't have to hear you whinging that I didn't do my draft show.
The draft. The place where teams look into that crystal ball and grab that false hope that flies around that there might be that next LeBron James, that next Michael Jordan, you know, that next franchise guy to lift their team out of the gutter and move them swiftly into the future and into playoff territory.
So you're saying the next Anthony Bennett?
Zing!
I like Anthony Bennett. Sorry.
And then we all felt a little robbed when Cleveland got the first pick again.
I did.
I felt a little robbed.
Only because I was, you know, I was at work and I'm following it on the bloody phone and it's going to be a miracle here. Lakers are going to get number one pick or at least top three, top five, whatever. And then it's like, what? Cavs again?
Not that I have anything against Cleveland, but I mean, look, three number one picks in the last 4 years. I mean, I just felt like after Cleveland got the number one pick, it just almost didn't matter who was followed.
Yeah.
A little bit of a downer, I've got to admit, because just from my point of view looking at this, I felt like Cleveland didn't deserve it. They really didn't deserve it. All they needed to do was show up this past season, and they would have been like Washington. Do you know what I mean? Like, they would have been in the playoff hunt, and look, Cleveland, obviously, you know, it's been talked about and covered a lot. You know, a lot of egg on the face since last year. Drafting, you know, Egg Bennett.
Oh, come on, he's up. He's going to be all right.
Shall we start?
I think we should.
Number one.
I was wondering if you could do those stupid intros. No. look, number one, I'm from the Cavs. I'm picking Jabari Parker. For mine, they're okay at center for the minute. That's why I'm passing on Embiid. And I don't think Embiid's going to score as big as everyone thinks. I don't see him as a second coming of Hakeem. I see him more of a mini Mutombo, which is fine. And I just think Kyrie Irving, Dion Waiters, and a Jabari Parker is a nice trio. And I haven't lost faith in Anthony Bennett yet. I think he's going to come into camp in shape, unlike last season. They've got a nice group right there. You know, you can let Dan go, and I think Parker is going to just be a really good scorer in the league and exciting to run with Waiters and Irving and let Bennett do his thing. It's got to be looking up from here, surely.
I just think that they're crazy if they don't take a look at the Kevin Love scenario. Like, someone's not doing their job in Cleveland if they're not making a proposed deal using that number one pick. Because no matter which way you look at it, no matter who they draft from this year, you know, the Cavs are kind of a win-now team, and no one in this draft is going to put up the numbers that Kevin Love is putting up right now.
I agree. I think you have to at least make an offer. I doubt Love will go there, though. Well, but, hey, you got to try. You can't ask.
You got to throw a package. And, I mean, you know, half of this is going to be, you know, Minnesota wanting to, you know, to collect it. But, I mean, could you imagine, you know, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and, you know, maybe they can convince Deng to re-sign as well?
Yeah, I think if they definitely get Love, Deng's staying.
The need for them to draft Embiid right now doesn't make a lot of sense just because they have a lot of bigs. You know, we all forget about Sideshow Bob because, you know, in and out of injuries past two seasons. But for me, I totally agree with you. I think that if they do keep the pick, they're drafting Parker because he just seems to fit the roster. You know, his game's a little bit more rounded out. But if they do trade the pick and they trade it to Minnesota for Kevin Love, I think the Timberwolves take Embiid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, I see. I think the Wolves might take someone like a Wiggins.
So I just think that a Rubio-Embiid combo in Minnesota just gives them a whole different look, a whole different dynamic. You then have other pieces that, you know, become assets.
See, I'd rather hand the start. I really like Deng. I'd hand the starting job over to Gorgie.
But I would play Gorgie.
You're not going to get... Nah, you can't do that. You can't play Gorgie and Embiid.
Why not? Why not draft Embiid and just... They're young enough, see what happens.
Well, apart from the fact I said so...
Sorry, I always forget that factor.
They just don't. They're just not going to mix well. I'd rather see them getting someone like Wiggins. Even, it's going to sound crazy, Dougie McBuckets, but getting a Wiggins, I mean, Wiggins, Rubio, Peck, they're going to have to find a power forward from somewhere. But, you know, Wiggins gives them that, gives the fan, like you said it last week, the fans are just screaming out for something.
Yeah.
At least with Wiggins, you can say, this is the guy we're going to build around. We've got Roofs, we've got Peck, we've got Gorgie. You can trade Peck in a season or two because Gorgie will just come along. He's that good.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Not that I don't question Gorgie, but I just think that Embiid's the smarter pick.
Yeah, well, back. Mate, anything can happen, and it is the Timberwolves.
Yeah, look. So my pick is, yeah, if Cleveland do hang on to the pick, I think they've got to draft Jabari Parker. It just gives them that much more. But if they do ship the pick out, I think it goes to Minnesota and they take Embiid. I just want to... I heard a really good quote through the week, and it was from Doug Collins. And he was talking about, you know, Cleveland, and he just said, you know, they need a team, not talent.
Yeah, look, that's...
I thought that summed it up pretty good, you know, looking back on their season this year.
Yeah, Dougie... I love Dougie Collins. Anything he says, I'd listen to. But I'd more go for just getting back to that, Caps, if the T-Wolves had the pick.
Yep.
I'd go more for Wiggins over Parker because I'm not picking just to keep the fan base happy. I honestly think Wiggins is going to be a hell of a talent.
Yeah.
I just think the more press that's been around Wiggins for the past year or so just will keep the buzz in the town. You know, oh, we've got Wiggins, you know, love left, but we've got Wiggins.
But what happens when he doesn't pan out?
He'll pan out.
Overrated. There you go. I said it.
He's got a massive vertical.
Yeah, you know what? I love how everyone goes on about that vertical. Yet Aaron Gordon clears the thing. They need to put it up on stools to get a proper reading of his vertical leap, and no one says boo.
Well, Dan May, his scouting reports, first thing he looks for is vertical. Can he dunk? Hell of a player.
Love your work, Dan. Love your work. Number two.
What are you doing? Look, here's where Joel Embiid goes for me. And yes, I know they've got Larry Sanders,
mm-hmm.
but I have lost total faith in Sanders. I just think Embiid is a nice long-term option, give them shot-blocking, rebounding. Won't be a massive high scorer, like I said before, but he will do all that without the drama that Sanders brings, and you can trade Sanders for a bucket of chicken for all I care, because that's what he's worth at the minute.
Can I just say, before I make my pick, did I die and go to heaven? Did an angel float down from heaven and represent the Bucks at this year's draft? Mallory Edens, my obsession / crush. Don't tell my wife. Wow.
Is she joining you and Enes Kanter in the people's bedroom, is she? Because you have got the biggest crush on Enes Kanter.
How dare you?
They're going to have herself a McCoy sandwich.
But wow, didn't she take the internet by storm?
Well, fair piece.
Oh, man. She's the real MVP. look, my fear with the Milwaukee Bucks is that they banked too soon with Larry Sanders. You know, his contract last year, it's going to take some time to come off the books, and he better turn it around quick, smart. You know, that contract and having Sanders, you know, you touched on it, John Henson and Zaza Pachulia, that's the reason why they pass on Embiid. You know, they still have a big hole at that shooting guard small forward slot, so I feel like Wiggins slides in. My only concerns with Wiggins is that he doesn't have much of a jump shot. He doesn't have much of a handle either. I mean, he's a skinny body type, but that doesn't really bother me. You know, we've seen guys like Durant, obviously, through the years, you know, never really bulk up and haven't really affected his game. So I'm just really interested to see, I suppose, what people see in Wiggins. I mean, I know he's capable of a big night in college, but he's going to be playing against, you know, some big boys. I just wonder if, does he want it enough?
It's a good question. It's hard to say. I mean,
he doesn't, like, for a guy who I'm taking at number two, he doesn't really feel like he has that mongrel in that. He doesn't have that Kobe factor.
Yeah, but not a lot of guys are going to have the Kobe factor. Well, I mean,
you know, this draft has been built up and built up. You know, this is the biggest draft we've had in a while. You know, at number two, you'd really want to take someone who wants it.
But you've got to remember, in college, he wasn't the number one option.
I suppose. Embiid really took over that shine that in Kansas.
And it wasn't, I mean, geez, it was 1984. We had no coverage here in Australia of the draft. But MJ wasn't the main man in North Carolina either. He wasn't slated to be number three, was he, Jordan? Like, he was.
No, I don't think so.
So, I mean, you know, it's sort of, what I'm trying to get at is Jordan wasn't the main option and Wiggins isn't either. So you just never know.
How dare you compare the two? How dare you?
I'm comparing their roles on the team, you putz.
Our Jordan fans are going mental right now. They haven't even heard the show and they're just...
Well, if anyone has seen my Twitter handle the last 2 days, I absolutely burned this peanut on there.
You've been defending MJ for like 3 days now.
The greatest player I've ever seen, so I'm not insulting Jordan in no way.
I just fear that, you know, Wiggins is more Tim Thomas than he is Tracy McGrady, that's all. You know, if we're making sort of comparisons, potential's definitely there, and I think that's what they'll be drafting. Milwaukee have the holes for that position. You know, I know they have the Greek freak, but I'm sure Wiggins would be able to play the two guard. You know, they kind of please the fans as well a little bit on this one.
Yeah, I see your points and stuff, but I really hope he doesn't turn out to be either McGrady or Tim Thomas because I didn't really like either of them.
Number three. Byron Mullins, Henry Sims, Nerlens Noel. Doesn't exactly strike the fear into opposing teams.
No, it doesn't.
I just think, you know, with Noel set to make his debut in Philly, you know, they have the number three and the number 10 pick in this year's draft. You know, this team potentially could be a lot of fun to watch. They just need to nail the draft.
The Sixers, for me, they're drafting Andrew Wiggins.
Hmm.
If Wiggins is still available here, it's a no-brainer. I mean, think about it. You've got NCW, Nerlens, Thad Young, and Wiggins. That's not too bad. You know, you're adding a real nice piece. And I just think adding Wiggins will give this group a chance to run the legs off some teams. I think Wiggins will thrive with this lineup. Carter Williams will find him. I just think it's going to be really exciting if they can land Wiggins. I think Wiggins has got his best chance to flourish at Philly.
I've heard a little whispers last couple of days about maybe Michael Carter Williams being made available.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, Brett Brown's a big Dante Exum fan.
Yeah, and that's the only reason there's a rumor. If Doug Collins was still coaching, that rumor would not be around.
Well, for me, I've got to go Philly to take Joel Embiid.
That's crazy.
Number three, yeah, I think they do. I don't think
Bucks take him. Why would they draft him? They've got Nerlens Noel.
Why not draft them both and just figure it out later, man? Noel is a small center anyway. They're young enough. They got two picks in this year's draft. I just think you got to go with the best available talent.
They're not stuffed.
They're not feeling out. You know, they're not filling out positions. They're just taking best available talent, and they need to work it out after that.
No, not you don't take the best available talent when you need to add a guy on the wing, and you've already got a big in the middle.
You've got That's a guy crazy. Who's had early comparisons, and I don't agree with it, but there's a reason why these comparisons come about. You know, early comparisons to Hakeem, as far as, you know...
Oh, my God, Yinkadare was compared to Hakeem.
Come on. Take what you want for it, but there's been no issues with the back.
What else is he going to say? I'm 100%, guys. Of course he's going to say it. He's trying to get drafted.
Hey, he's been working out in front of scouts. The scouts seem pretty convinced. A lot of people saying it's a no-brainer. He goes number one. I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, he could obviously mend a lot of fences that were broken with the whole Andrew Bynum signing. I just think they're young enough. You can afford to take two. And let's not forget, the Pelicans drafted, I know they traded him, but they drafted Nerlens Noel with Anthony Davis in mind.
But they had a deal in place. That's why they drafted him.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think that... What happens if that deal falls apart? Then they're stuck with two anyway. You don't take that sort of risk if you're not prepared to live with it.
There was agreement. That's why they took him. Mm. There was no way that was going to fall through. You want to take him? Take him in 2K. That's fine. Don't take him here.
No, he's a 7-footer. You know, 9.5 reach. He's got great footwork. You know, good timing. He blocks shots. And
I agree. When I watched his games this year, yes, he can block shots. He did one great move that I saw.
Look, out of everyone in the draft, I feel like he's just got the best upside.
You know what's funny? I swear, early in the college season, there was question marks on him. I just don't think you need to draft him when you've got Nerlens. Like, Nerlens has had a year of rehab in the knee. He's 100%. He's going to be right for training camp.
Yeah.
He's been lifting weights all year. He's chomping at the bit to play. He's a great shot blocker. He can rebound. Embiid doesn't mix with this team. Nerlens does. They're all athletic.
Embiid is pretty athletic.
He's not Nerlens Noel athletic.
Oh, I'd say Nerlens Noel is a bit quicker up the court than him, but...
Well, when you've got Carter, Williams...
Embiid offers you more offensively anyway. I think he's a better...
Oh, I think you're dreaming there.
Oh, what?
I think you have...
What?
You've...
We'll see.
Yeah, we will, buddy. So I think you've stuffed there, big.
You want to slap that on it? Let's move now to number 4.
Well, Matty Calvin will be happy with this one. He's a diehard Magic fan from way back, and he loves his Australian players. I think they're going to take Dante Exum at number 4.
Wow.
Oladipo and Exum, can you say 10-year backcourt? I really love Exum's size. It's a big upgrade from little Jameer. Size-wise, but this is just another reason why this draft excites me. The potential for nice pairings in this draft is the reason why I'm taking a day off work. I just think Magic is the place for Exum. They're going to hand in the keys and just say, run the club. Let's, you know, gel with Oladipo. You've got Harris. You've got the big fellow in the middle, Vucevic.
Yep. I just feel like power forward's the only other spot they need to really have a look at.
Yeah, I do agree. But isn't Harris playing a bit of power forward there?
Yeah, he plays as a touch, but I think they need to solidify him at the small forward spot. You know, maybe he does play the power forward on, you know, defensive matchups, but he's a small forward.
Well, I just think, you know, point guard's a hard position to fill. They need one.
It's the big gamble with Exum, though.
Yeah, I do agree, but the more I've sort of tried to see footage of him and that, I'm starting to just sway a bit.
I just would have liked to see at least one season of him playing against the top college athletes to really get a gauge. Because I know he's Aussie and I know everyone, you know, is on the bandwagon and rooting for him. And I am too, don't get me wrong. But I just feel like in a draft like this, you can't afford to mess it up. And if you mess it up and you draft Exum and he's a bust, you're going to be hearing about it and you're going to be kicking yourself because there's a lot of talent on this board. But that's exactly the reason I also drafted him to Orlando. I'm with you. You know, we talked about this off air a few days ago. You know, it just feels like there's something in the horizon with Orlando. You can almost see it, but it's not quite there yet. I don't know if they're just a piece away or, you know, who knows what they get, you know, in the draft or, you know, via trade for Aaron to follow, but they're almost there. You know, they're almost a young, exciting team, you know, that's fun to watch. Like you said, there's just something that's intriguing about that Victor Oladipo, Dante Exum combo.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be hard for them to pass up Exum. I mean, geez, a 6'6" point guard like that.
And he wants to be the point guard.
He does. He really wants to just be given the keys and...
Let me run the show, yeah.
That's it, man, and you know, what is he, 19? It's a bit great. I think it'd be a really good pick.
Yeah. And you know what? The other thing is, you know, we watch all the highlights, you know, of him playing, and all those highlights happened nearly 12 months ago now. So who knows how much he's improved since then? You know, the one thing that everyone's jumping on is, you know, his jump shot needs a lot of work. Well, there's a lot of guys in the league that are vets that their jump shot needs a lot of work, you know? But we haven't seen him play, like, really play for nearly 12 months now. So it's going to be pretty exciting to see what he does. You know, opening day. I kind of feel like he's a smaller Michael Carter Williams a little bit.
Yeah, well, they're about 6'6" each, aren't they?
I think Carter Williams is a little bit bigger.
Is he really?
I think he might be 6'7".
Jeez, that's big. As long as the Magic either keep Nelson around just to sort of mentor him a bit, and you know, or get another vet to sit on the bench with him, and you know, and guide him through the season, and I'm sure he'll have his moments. He's definitely got talent. And then it sounds like he's got the work ethic too, which is what you need.
Number five.
Number five for Utah, I'm selecting Dougie McBuckets, Doug McDermott.
Ooh, that's pretty high. That's pretty high.
Yeah, I know. He's grown on me a bit, Dougie McBuckets.
I like him, man. I really like him. But I don't have him that high, but I really like him.
So you like him.
I wanted to fall to Memphis. I really wanted to... It's not going to happen, but God damn it. Continue. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just think Utah needs some scoring from the three. Marvin Williams just doesn't do it for me, or Richard Jefferson. And I think Dougie fits the bill. He does a lot of things well offensively. I'm just not sure what he's like on D. But you know what? It's the vibe of the thing, and overall I think he's a nice fit for Utah.
I mean, they really wanted Andrew Wiggins or Parker in this draft. You know, they didn't get any, but that's who they're after, right? Like,
well, I think Dougie's a nice consolation prize. I think he's going to surprise a few people.
Look, for me, Utah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, that's the other interesting part.
Because they didn't get a high enough pick to get Wiggins or Parker, and now it's like, well, do they go back to Gordon Hayward?
I think you have to.
You know, do they re-sign him? I feel like they still need an upgrade at the shooting guard position.
He can play two guard, can't he?
Alec Burke's not really doing it for me, but...
No, but then you start with your boy, Trey Burke. Overrated. You got Hayward, and then start Dougie at the small.
Look, I'd be really surprised if they actually keep the pick at five.
Okay.
I think they might trade down. I could see him taking maybe a Gary Harris from Michigan State.
Yep.
And he's probably one of the better two guards in this year's draft. So I could see that happening. But I don't know, I just kind of get the vibe that, you know, that maybe this Derek Favors, Enes Kanter combo is just not working in Utah. Maybe they just need to go in a different direction with that. You know, maybe, I don't know, I just feel like they're too similar. They play the same position.
I think Enes is a more capable scorer than Derek Favors. I think Derek Favors just needs to realize he's a hard hat kind of power forward.
Mm.
I mean, he's massive. I don't see him turning into this 20-10 kind of guy.
Yeah,
I really don't. I think he's just got to, you know, discover his role when he plays on a team and just stick to it. You know, rebound, defense, score a little, but he'll never be the man.
I just feel like they're going to go in another direction. One of them might get moved. I feel like Utah, if they take anyone in this draft, if they don't trade down to take Harris, they'll probably go with, you know, probably one of the better power forwards in this draft. That's Noah Vonleh from Indiana University. You know, 6'10", a double-double machine. You know, he has a bit of a three-point shot as well. Kind of reminds me of a young Serge Ibaka. He does need a little bit of work offensively, but I'd actually be surprised if Utah keep his pick.
Yeah, Vonleh, from what I've seen of Vonleh, yeah, his offensive output worries me a little. Like,
yeah.
I know he can score a bit in college, but just in the NBA worries me a bit, I guess.
A lot of drafts have him going to LA, actually. I have him going to the Lakers, but...
Yeah, I don't really want that. I want either Marcus Smart or Randall, but that's another story for another day. You don't think having Burke, McDermott, and Hayward, Kanter at the five, you don't think they can get Favors to just sort of play that role? Like saying you're not going to get the pill thrown into the post. You know, that's going to be to Enes, and you just rebound and intimidate guys.
I just feel like the lines between Derek Favors and Enes Kanter are really blurred. Like, they never have a big night on the same night. It's always one guy or the other. And I just feel like they... Not that they're running to the same spots or anything, but I just feel like it's either one or the other, and it just doesn't work together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
It just doesn't work together. This is a good draft. You know, you could make some moves. You know, for a lot of these teams, you know, what they've been... This is the draft they've all been building to, and what they've been working with, let's face it, they're in the draft. It hasn't been working. This is the time to make some changes. You know, if there's going to be big moves made, it's going to be this draft.
Yep.
So that's just my thought process behind it anyway.
Fair enough.
But talking about...
So you've got Vonleh going to Utah.
Yeah, yeah. But talking about big moves... Number six.
Here's where I've got Noah Vonleh going to Boston, but here's the surprise.
Whoa.
He's in a package for Kevin Love.
Oh.
Sorry, Joey. I wasn't from Timberwolves Explosion. But this is what I've read online today. I'm not going to give up my sources. It was just some guy on Facebook. apparently... Apparently the T-Wolves, this is the rumour, that the T-Wolves have told Boston, you get Vonley for us and we'll trade Love in a package for Vonley and some other guys and picks, whatever. But yeah, I agree with all the things you said about Vonley. The only thing I've questioned is how well he's going to score in the big league.
This is my thing with Vonley, though. It's like, you know, not all teams need a scoring big. Some
Boston do.
Some, well, do they really? I mean,
who else have they got there?
Well, I mean, they've got other bigs there that are capable of dragging the defense out. Some teams just need a guy who can block shots, grab boards.
Don't say Grant Bass and Salinger, please.
Hey, well, I'm just saying. Not,
I asked you not to.
Specifically Boston, but a lot of teams out there don't need that. Like, honestly, if you went to LA, do you really need a guy who is going to, you know, he's young, he's going to want the ball?
Yeah, look, if he went to LA, he has to score. You know, like, he's going to have to score. Like, Kobe's 36 for crying out loud. He's not going to be there for another 10 years. He needs to score for us. But I'm not worried about what other teams need. I think Boston need Noel Vonley.
Well, Boston, you know, Boston Celtics, wow. What the hell's going on with their roster? Have you looked at their roster?
That's a mishmash.
It is shite. I just think after this draft, things are going to become a lot clearer for Boston fans. You know, the future of the team, the direction they're going with, you know, with this draft, I think a lot of answers are going to be answered. A lot of questions are going to be answered even.
Really? Yep.
I felt like the pieces of this team have just been held onto for this draft. Danny Ainge himself came out and said, you know, expect some big moves. You know, whatever the hell that means.
He always says that.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, awesome. Eight times you said that.
Yeah. I do feel like they're one of the only other teams, you know, with enough assets to satisfy Minnesota in a deal for Kevin Love. Is it time to move on Rajon Rondo? You know, would Kevin Love agree to sign an extension in Boston? I think Boston go with Marcus Smart, to be honest. I think it's time to move Rajon on. It's probably the pick that the Lakers want, but I just get a feeling, you know, just because of history, it'll be the pick they denied. You know, he's a competitive guard, 6'3", you know, he's a good athlete. You know, I'll touch on a little bit of his numbers because I have been following him through the year. 18 points, about 6 rebounds, 5 assists and 3 steals a game. And he's fiery. He is a kind of Kobe kind of guy, you know, like he does have that hunger, he does get after it. You know, he's got that pit bull in him. And I just think that might be a change of scenery for Rondo might be the best thing for him and the Celtics.
Yeah, I at the minute, I don't really see that they're going to remove Rondo because I did consider Smart at 6, but yeah, I don't see them moving Rondo. And
I just think it's time for Boston to move in a new direction, you know. Maybe they hang on to that pick and get a higher pick for Rondo or something. I'm not sure what the scenario is, but I just got a vibe that they want to go with Smart. And Ainge is not afraid to take gambles.
No, I love Danny Ainge. Maybe they just stuff everything up and take Julius Randle at number 6.
Oh.
Maybe they do that.
Another undersized power forward for him.
He's 6'9" and still growing, mate. How is that undersized?
Another undersized power forward. That's just
not every power forward 6'10".
You just described a good small forward there, my friend.
Oh, my God. I'll end this podcast. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, don't do that because up next are your boys, your team, number 7.
Time deciding what I wanted.
I like how you say a tough time deciding what you wanted.
Yeah, because I honestly believe when I tweet the Lakers saying you should draft Marcus Smart, I honestly believe they should listen to what I want.
You think Genie's there on a mobile?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I wish I had Genie's number.
Her Galaxy 3000 that's not even out yet. Oh, another another Vinrock tweet. Oh, save, retweet, no, favour.
She knows me as the people's champ. Yeah, look, honestly, this is I either wanted Marcus Smart or Randle, but I'm going to stick with my belief that, you know, point guard is a hard position to fill, so I'm sticking with Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
For all those reasons you said, which I've got in my notes here as well, and I actually noted that you said that little while ago, that he'd love playing, Kobe would love playing with this kid. His jump shot's come into question, but I've seen this kid play enough to... His jump shot ain't that bad. It's not like he hasn't got bad form or anything like that. He just needs a little bit of repetition, I think, more than anything. So, yeah, I'm picking Marcus Smart for my boys.
I like him because he's a little general, and I think that's what they need. You know, Fisher's gone. Nash is not Nash. He's more like Smash. Steve Smashed.
Steve smashed into
a million pieces. Trying to put him back together again.
There's a t-shirt, Steve Nash. all in bandages, just Steve.
Yeah, Smash. Who he is? He's the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. Like, they're always trying to put him back together again. That's Steve Nash right now. I'm sorry. Yeah, I love Steve Nash.
Well, you know.
That's what you got. That's what you work with.
Can't argue.
I just feel like for LA and this pick, you know, there's so much work to be done to the roster. You know what I mean? As far as pieces, you know, some are going to be answered, obviously, through signings and whatnot, and some are just going to be left undone until the following year. You know, I kind of feel like they might as well be in a little bit of rebuild mode, you know, because they kind of took that approach this year. You know, obviously, you can't account for injuries, but that's the kind of vibe I got from LA this year. They finally got rid of their coach. Interested to see what they do with that. And I think, do you think they hire a coach before the draft?
Well, they're dragging their asses. I
actually like that they're not rushing into it.
Yeah, you can't rush it. Oh, Jim and Mitch know they have to get this right.
Mm.
I honestly don't think it is going to be before the draft. Well, I can't see it. There's no real urgency, so it's at least they're taking their time. And
eventually, and I don't know what his contract's like at the moment, but I feel like eventually Jordan Hill's motor and his energy, it'll end up costing the Lakers a little too much. You know, Powell could actually be on the way out this year, so wouldn't it be nice to have a young, cheaper talent ready to fill the void? You know, a guy who I feel is going to get up and down and run with a guy like Nick Young. So, for the Lakers, I'm drafting Aaron Gordon out of Arizona.
Oh, no.
Is he a three? Is he a four?
Four, you know, that's, yeah, not a, no.
Who cares? He's an athletic freak.
You know, he put the pill in the basket?
My only fear with Gordon, Vince, is that I've already started calling him Flash Gordon.
Oh, my God.
Copyright, trademark.
My only fear, Marvel Comics.
My only fear is that he goes to a bad franchise. A bad franchise that's trying to draft Blake Griffin. You know, he's a 6'9" power forward. He comes complete with his shaky jump shot. You know, that's fine. I just feel like if LA draft a guy like Aaron Gordon, it could just be one less piece you have to worry about moving forward.
Look, Gordon is in my first round list, but there's no... I think any GM that takes him to the top 10 is a fool.
Really?
Yep.
I think he'll surprise you next year.
I hope he does, if he's playing for the Lakers.
He's got a good motor, you know. I wonder how much he's going to rebound and block shots, but, I mean, hey, I just feel like, hey...
What does he do well in the offensive end for me? Tell me.
Well, I suppose he's more like a younger, more athletic Jordan Hill. The comparisons really are there for a reason with him and Blake Griffin.
Do you really think he's going to be as good as Blake Griffin?
I'm not saying that.
Well, then you just compared him.
I'm just saying that the comparisons are there. My only fear is that teams will draft him, you know, with the intentions of drafting Blake Griffin. Do you know what I mean? He's not there yet.
I've got to say, so far, your draft hasn't impressed me.
Well, you know what? You can just eat it. Zing!
Hey, I'm not Enos Kanter.
Oh, come on. That's disgusting.
Well, you and Enos Kanter, mate. I can't help it.
Allegedly. You're not happy with Aaron Gordon. If Lakers took Aaron Gordon, you'd be upset. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I would pack it in.
You guys drafted Ryan Kelly. Shut the hell up.
Oh, yeah, but it's a second-round pick. Or whatever it was.
Should have just gave that away.
I will throw my TV out the window.
You're mad. You're mad.
He's got one of the biggest chances to be a bust, Aaron Gordon.
Oh, look, I agree on that. But
so why did you draft into my fellas?
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're
number seven. Aaron Gordon with a bullet.
My God, I will never. When I own the Lakers one day, like 0.1% or something.
It's less than that.
I will not be here. You will not be hired as my GM.
Well, that's right. I'm going to go join the Clippers bandwagon then.
They'll be in Seattle.
Yeah. Let's move along now to number eight.
Okay, here's where I've got Julius Randle going to. I nearly said Sydney Kings. My God. Sacramento Kings. I would just really love to see a Randle-Cousins combo.
You, my friend, are in love with Randle.
I am. Every time I watch him, I enjoyed him.
I'm not allowed to say anything bad against Randle, which is what I've discovered over the past 2 weeks. And any time I say anything like remotely negative towards Julius Randle, Julius Caesar Randle, I might as well throw him now for you. It's met with content.
Well, you just don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me how he works. Come on.
Well, like I said, I'd love to see a Randle-Cousins combo. I just think they would complement each other quite well. They're in need of a power forward. They've got a backup ready in Thompson. I think Randle has an NBA-ready body. Finishes around the rim. He's got surprisingly good handles. He steps out a little with the J. This kid is going to be a very, very good pro ball player.
Yeah, I worry about Randle.
You don't have to worry about Big Jules, mate.
I'm telling you, man.
Big Vinny gives him his stamp of approval. He's good.
It's law. Look, I just feel like the Kings, they don't need another lottery pick. What a big surprise that they got, you know, a pick between 6 and 8, right? That's all they have drafted. I'm sure they worked it into some sort of contract somewhere. Yep, here we are again. The biggest thing I feel like Sacramento need this draft is roster clarity.
You're big on the clarity for them, aren't you?
I just feel like this is... You need to make sense. You need to send a message to your fan base that the direction we're going, so everyone's just on board.
Well, the minute you said you need to make sense, I know your pick's not going to make sense. It's going to be... Go on, hit me.
Come on. Look, they... Yeah, you know, they may just make some weird moves. Like the Derek Williams trade from Mini, you know, they counter that with a Rudy Gay trade from Toronto. We're not sure who's really running the point in Sacramento. You know, they haven't given Isaiah Thomas, you know, any sort of signs that he's going to get an extension. So who knows? I don't want to see Marcus Smart to go to this team. I know a lot of people have him on the board for Sacramento, so that's probably where he's going to end up just to annoy me. But I'm in agreement with you. I think they take Julius Randle.
Good point.
You know, he may be a little undersized and a little quicker.
Oh, he's not undersized.
He's a little bit undersized, Vince, he is.
Oh, my God, I'm going to slap you so
hard. But it might just be what DeMarcus Cousins needs. You know, someone's a little quicker, you know. He's going to rebound well. I feel like he's, you know, a good rebounder. But he, I don't know, I just feel like in college you played a lot of bully ball, and I just don't think that's going to work. I'm not saying that he can't adapt to it and he can't work around it, but every game I watched, he always went left. And we've seen what happened with Tyreke Evans. You know, we've seen a good defensive team like the Lakers back then. You know, we've seen what they did to him when they matched up. You know, they took that away from him and he became obsolete. That's my only fear with him. Like most players in this draft, you know, he needs a little bit of work on his mid-range and that'll open up, you know, a lot of things for him. I don't think he'll be a Zebo type player. You know, I don't think he's going to be, you know, a 20...
No, he'll be better.
How dare you? But I do like his motor on the court. So I hope he's prepared to play the team game, but in Sacramento, I'm just not sure what the team game is out there, that's all. I don't want to see this pick be wasted like the Jimmer pick.
I think you've been watching a different Randle to me, but you might have been watching Tony Randle play basketball. look, I he's not undersized, that's silly. But you got to admit, Randle Cousins gay... Looks pretty good.
What about a gay cousin's love? I'm sorry.
I tried to keep a straight face. I like that little trio. I told you this draft has got potential for a lot of nice combos. I like it.
It does. Teams just can't mess it up. Number 9. In saying that, Vince.
Yes.
How about pick 9? Joe Dumars' last FU to Detroit before he left. He used this pick in a deal that sent Ben Gordon away for Corey Maggette. And
yikes.
Yeah, and it just so happened, by the luck of it all, Charlotte snuck in and got the pick. But, I mean, hey, you know what? Change your name, change your fortune. The Charlotte Hornets. For me, pick 9, I'm going Doug McDermott.
I'd be happy with that.
6'8", small forward. Dude can really fill it up. He's well-groomed, you know. His dad was a coach. He coached him through college, so he's got a very high IQ. And he just feels like a Rich Cho kind of guy.
What does it matter if he shaves a lot?
You need to look good out in Charlotte. You got MJ watching every day, so.
Well-groomed. Now I get what you mean.
I like the idea of bringing in McDermott at small forward to really stretch the floor. I think I said to you, you know, a while ago on the show, you know, especially in the playoffs, Charlotte really struggled. Like, they had... two real needs. They needed to spread the floor. That's why I like the Gary Neal signing so much. And they needed a post play with Al Jefferson. I just feel like because Kid Gilchrist, because his jump shot makes Sean Marion look like Dirk Nowitzki, I feel like this is a great move. But I also feel like this is a really good move, and Kid Gilchrist shouldn't feel threatened by the McDermott signing, because if they do this signing, Kid Gilchrist can do what he does best, yep. and that's hustle. You know, you can let him loose on the guy, other team's best defender. You know, he can gamble a bit more, much like, you know, we see Kawhi Leonard for the Spurs. You know, he's allowed, because of the pieces around him, he's allowed to roam a little bit more, much like, Andre Iguodala. So I really like the idea of that. We need to stop forcing Michael Kidd Gilchrist to be a good shooter. You know, we really need to stop that, because he's just not that guy.
No, I like the pick and I like your reasoning. It's good. It's your first good pick for the evening.
Oh, thank you. Who have you got? Number nine.
Look, I've gone for, and people might raise their eyebrows over this one, but I've gone for Gary Harris.
Wow.
Yeah, look, I know they've got Gerald Henderson, but I think Harris will turn out to be a better pro than Henderson.
Really?
Yep, that's why I've got him here. And I feel like he does a lot of things well and would fit nicely next to Kemba.
I nearly had the same pick, Vince.
Yeah, well, you asked me to email my pick. So you probably caught
it. Whatever. No, I nearly had that for those reasonings.
No, that's good. And I don't think Henderson would mind coming off the bench either.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Really? He doesn't strike me as a player who would cause a ruckus.
Plus, they just re-signed him.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You still need a bench. He can be a sixth man.
I don't know. Maybe Harris starts off as the sixth man or something. I don't know. Seventh, eighth man.
That's fine too. Look, if he starts off as a sixth man, and at the end of the year you've got two really good shooting guards, that's not a bad problem to have.
True. Do you feel like that's what Charlotte is missing right now? Just like they need to surround themselves with a bit more shooting. Like they've got all the athletic, you know, they've got everything they need inside.
A little bit more shooting. I wouldn't go overboard. I think they need to find. I want to see Al play power forward full time. I think they need to find someone for that middle.
You don't think Zeller's going to develop?
I hope he does. I think
he had some corker moments last year, but I still feel like potential's there. And he's a really underrated athlete. I feel like that takes teams by surprise.
Yeah, I'm not saying give up on him, because you just don't give up on your number four pick after 1 year. Yeah, look, I'm sure he'll improve. And if he does show, you know, good improvement, then, you know, you're on the right track.
Mm.
Yeah, I was saying to a friend the other day, good having the Charlotte Hornets back. It feels like the 90s again.
Oh, can't wait.
Just a little bit. I can't wait to.
Can't wait to jump on that bandwagon.
2K. Visit him in 2K with the Lakers and smash him.
I just feel like, yeah, that Charlotte, just finish, I feel like they add that one more piece, you know, outside shooting. It's going to spread the floor, and we've seen how deadly Al Jefferson can be through the year. I just feel like if you open it up a bit more for him, ooh, they're going to be a tough team to stop.
Yep, and Kemba's still improving too, which is good.
Oh, Kemba had a great year.
Yep.
Great. Well, we should round this out. Number 2!
Can't believe you're married. I'm going for Nick Stauskas.
Tricky Nicky.
To the 76ers. I think he's just what the Sixers need. They've got big fat Jason Richardson there, who's probably done.
Oh.
He has really nice size of the two. I think he's about 6'6". Great shooter. I've seen him get to the cup. He can get to the basket at times. What's your opinion on him on D? I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen him a lot of his games. I've probably seen like 3-4 games.
Well, he needs work. You know, most I don't worry too much about, you know, that label on these young guys, because most of these guys coming out there need, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool, that's fine. I'm just interested. Just shoot me down. but honestly, it's really what they need. If you remember my pick before and what I said about that foursome there, this guy would top it off nicely at the two guard. And, you know, it's just that another weapon for MCW to find. He's a dead-eye dick.
He can shoot the ball flat out.
Reminds me of Craig Walton. Shout out to Craig Walton. Love you, brother.
I like the pick. I don't want to see him in Philly, but I like the pick.
Fair enough.
For number 10.
It's probably better than your pick.
Oh, whatever.
It's a bit of angst on the show tonight.
Look, I just feel like you're Philly, you're so young, why not take a little bit of a gamble? even though I suppose my other pick was a bit of a gamble. But, you know, this team's young. They're a young team. And do we really feel like that he's young is going to stick around forever in Philly? Do we really feel like he's a career guy in Philadelphia? I don't. So I just feel like he'd be useful down the track as a trade asset. I'm not saying you trade him. I'm saying you keep him around. But why not bring in a guy like the big Croatian Dario Saric? 6'10", power forward. You know, they say he sleeps with the basketball. He knows the game. And he's, I suppose, kind of... I'm not going to say the comparisons I've heard because it's a little ridiculous. But, you know, he's a great...
Because I haven't heard them.
Well, he's a great point forward. You know, he sees the game really well.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah. I just think he's a good investment that might pan out. You know, you're guaranteed not to get Vesely.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? With this pick, you know, he is going to be very sought after. I'm sure San Antonio are just hoping that no one's heard of this kid so they can draft him at pick 30. But yeah, like I said, 6'10", power forward. I mean, the biggest things for him are going to be, you know, adjustment to the lifestyle, you know, the new style of game. You know, he's been dubbed as having the highest IQ in this year's draft. And he's already got, like, a good size for a power forward. Like, he's already good size, versatile, going to get up and run. He likes to find the open man. What's not to like?
I haven't seen a lot of him, but you've just turned him into Dirk Nowitzki.
With a passing game.
No, look, I'm interested to see what he's like.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to sit here and lie that I watched all his games, you know, in Croatia. That's ridiculous. But, you know, I will do that. No. But, you know, obviously, sometimes with international guys, you know, because they're not playing in a market that gives us heaps of access, sometimes you just have to go off the scouts and, you know, reports and highlights. You know, sometimes it just comes down to that.
Yeah, well, you know, wasn't Gallinari a bit like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he turned out decent. I mean, I hope he comes back, the little countryman there, but...
The rooster!
Yeah, I just think they need a two-guard. I've drafted for needs. You've drafted for just being silly.
Don't you think, you know, they're happy with Tony Rotten, though? Not Rotten, it's Rotten.
Yeah, you are a peanut. No, he's not yet starting to. Come on. You know more about ball than that. That's silly.
I'm just saying. Maybe they're happy with that for now. I'm not saying he's long-term, but, you know, maybe they're happy to sit out another year.
Look, I just think if Stauskas is there, they're taking him. It's a massive weapon to have on the court. He's always going to be a danger. You know, I just looked at the Sixers and thought, you know, they need a two-guard because, you know, I think Richardson's just about cooked.
Yeah, I can't see him coming back.
Yeah,
he's put on a lot of pudding.
Yeah.
He looks like pudding, actually.
Oh.
Zing.
That's Hank's thoughts, not mine.
Wow, I am so excited for this year's draft. I can't wait to see my mock draft fall apart. Probably after pick two. But it happens every year, right? I mean, it's great and it's so much fun to speculate and, you know, overanalyze everything. But it's looking like it's going to be a doozy.
And any GMs listening, and we know you are, just take all my picks with a grain of salt.
But it's, you know, I think we're going to see a few trades happen. You know, this is going to throw everyone's picks out of the water.
There always is, and I just hope my boys can pull off something spectacular. Land a K-Love.
Maybe they should land a coach first.
A coach can't get out of the court and play, mate, all right? You need some players. Unless you know, Dan Tony could stuff anything up. So.
You need someone to fill out the name sheet, though, before you can step on the court. And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to our show, The Courtside Podcast. You can find us at iTunes, Podomatic, jump to Facebook, all caps Courtside, and you'll find us there through the week with our regular ramblings. We are also available on Instagram at crtsde, which is also the Courtside's official Twitter tag. And, Vince, where can people find you? On Twitter.
On Twitter, at VINROK44.
And I've just got to say before we bounce, really, really enjoying, like, all the feedback from you guys, for everyone who listens and tunes in every week and downloads the show and takes the time to leave comments on the Facebook page. Muchly appreciated. So thanks.
Yeah, and shout out to Kamal Hilton again, who once again just plugged us just because he's a hell of a guy and loves our show, and I have to get him on the show soon.
I think so. Vince. It's been emotional.
The draft's been crappy.
Here it comes.
Whoa.